Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It is a Friday morning of Dallas Week here live at the beautiful Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Atlantic City. But that song's a lie for me today.
What do you mean?
I don't feel lucky.
No.
I'm going to tell you how I feel, and I'm going to take you all the way back to my high school days. The age of the Cro-Magnon man, you know, well, Neanderthals, the caves, the whole deal.
Well, what happened?
Back then, I became maniacal about preparing for tests. I was a good tester because I studied and studied.
Yeah.
I don't know where that intensity came from, but I had it when I was a little kid.
I sat behind Gus O'Brien.
You did.
Really,
Al cheated, and Al did that, and look what... We ended up in the same place for 30 years. So clearly he had a better plan. But here's the thing, Al. I've adapted that for the whole time we've done this show. I did it when I was in the newspapers. I never appear on a show or do anything ill-prepared.
Me either.
And yet here... No, I just heard your segment. You were completely ill-prepared. But I'm ill-prepared today.
How? Yeah. Why?
It's Dallas Week.
Correct.
It's Friday.
Yes.
We've talked about the game a ton.
Mm-hmm.
Things have happened affecting the game on our very show. I don't know what to say about it. I'm going to tell you why I can't make a pick and how I literally am reaching out to the fan base this morning to help me make this pick, because there are tremendous reasons on both ends not to pick either team. Can I pick a tie?
Well, it happens.
Rhea, the fact of the matter is these two teams are both huge disappointments right now.
They're
huge.
Ray Dinger said it yesterday. Yeah. I went back and looked.
Right.
They are so similar.
Yes.
The inconsistent
they're
starts.
Insanely similar, even where the injuries are.
Giving up big plays, injuries. Their cornerback situation is terrible. Their number one wide receiver
terrible
might be
starts.
Out. Yeah, I mean.
It's all the same.
It really
they're
is.
The same team,
yes.
And they're both disappointing their fan base.
Correct.
But how am I supposed to pick this? How am I supposed to pick it?
Well, who do you think's going to win?
Well, again, a demonstration of no preparation. None whatsoever. All right, but anyway, I'm going to look today. I'm not making my pick early today because I'm going to look at what the poll says, because I want to – I mean, I know it's going to tilt toward the Eagles, but if it's like 60% Eagles, 40% Cowboys, deep down people are saying, I don't think we're going to win this game either.
Yeah.
All right, but I can't tell you what's going to happen. It's ironic because it's Friday, and we started Monday with the coach coming out and doing something he had never done.
Doug Peterson made
his own prediction.
Yeah.
And here was his prediction.
We're going down to Dallas, and our guys are going to be ready to play. And we're going to win that football game. And when we do, we're in first place in the NFC East. We control our own destiny. We're right where we need to be.
All right, so he made the vow. It went up on the bulletin board at Dallas. Marcus Hayes went down there from the Daily News, and he got them to say, I think he had a check with quite a few players before he got one to say, oh, this is upsetting. We'll show him. But he got some guy to say it. None of the main guys, all right? But the fact of the matter is the coach is a hell of a lot more confident about his team than I am. I had the misfortune of watching last Sunday's game.
Yes.
And, Al, let me just start with this. How can I pick an Eagles team that can't cover the pass? How am I supposed to pick the Eagles when game after game after game, the quarterback drops back and he's got three guys wide open on a lot of plays?
Yeah.
No one can cover anyone. Now, am I supposed to say, well, look, Jalen Mills could be back. Ronald Darby might play at least a little.
That's good.
Right? Is that an improvement?
Yes.
Well, what's an improvement is they
dramatic
don't have...
Dramatic improvement?
It's an improvement. It,
those two jabronis gave up 501 yards in the Super Bowl against Tom Brady. Well, they weren't very good either.
That's Tom Brady, but they don't have to recover the receivers they had to cover in Minnesota.
All right, so you're saying to me, because Amari Cooper is probably not playing for the Cowboys.
He's going to practice today. He's going to try and practice.
Well, that's the big one. Yeah. I would not bet that game till I knew.
Till I knew, exactly.
Well, let me tell you right now, if he's playing, I think I know what I'm going to
say.
Well,
that's the problem.
And the two tackles that have been injured did practice some yesterday.
Hmm.
So their three big injuries are still
iffy.
Or maybe they're just dragging it along and know they're not playing. Who knows? Who can say? All I can tell you is, it's really, really hard for me to sit here and pick an Eagles team that can't cover the pass. And they can't cover it. And I have no assurances they're going to. And when Howie Roseman had a chance to fix the problem this week with the Jalen Ramsey trade, he said, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
So clearly he either doesn't have enough confidence in his own team or there was something about that deal he didn't want to go near.
Yeah.
Probably Ramsey himself. Probably Ramsey himself, Al. Mm. Ramsey practiced full yesterday for the first time in weeks.
Yeah. He's all ready to go.
His back. If somebody out there has a back problem, get your boss to trade you. Apparently, it immediately clears up the distress in your lumbar area.
Yeah.
I'm giving a little tip there. Al, then I got this. You know, the one thing about the Eagles, I had this whole thing yesterday, which I thought was a very good spin on what's going on. The hunger factor. They aren't hungry. They're not ready for the games. They're not giving me the effort they gave me 2 years ago when they won a Super Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm.
This game, that shouldn't be a factor.
No.
Brandon Graham's talking about what it means to beat the Cowboys. Listen.
You know, people always say, I don't care how many games you win, as long as you beat the Cowboys, you know, I'm happy. So this one of them games that I know is important to Eagles fans and, you know, myself and being here long enough to understand it. I mean, we got to get this win because it's America's team.
If you're going to be up for a game, this would be the one. No.
Yeah.
If you look at the whole schedule, you go, all right, when are the two Cowboy games? We got normally the last Cowboy game, like, it's already been decided. It's not that big a thing. Right?
Hmm.
But the first Cowboy game, which they seem to keep getting in Dallas these days, that's a massive game.
Thank the Phillies for that.
It's a massive,
year.
Yeah. It's a but Al, they should have a good start.
Well, yeah.
They're going to have the coach all hepped up on Monday. This guy's saying, we know how important it is to the fans. They should not have a motivation factor on Sunday.
No, they're going to take the ball. One way or another, they get the ball first.
Well, that's a great point. The coach also dropped a little nugget on us Monday that he's starting to wonder if he shouldn't get the ball first and not worry about deferring,
right.
Not worried about the extra possession in the second half,
mm-hmm.
which is absolutely the right thing to do.
Well,
because they've often been down 7-0 before they touch the ball.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They did that against the Vikings.
And everybody defers, so that you know you're going to get the ball first, right?
So if you want, you can already plan to have the first possession.
Yeah.
The Cowboys win, they'll defer.
Yeah.
If you win, take the ball.
Absolutely.
Now you got a real shot, right?
Yeah, just score and take the heart out of them early.
So maybe that should be a plus, because maybe Carson will take them right down the field. Or maybe they'll go 3-and-out. Now what do I got? See the problem I got? This is what I'm wrestling with. I need somebody out there who's got a better read on this situation than I do. Let me give you one more, because Malcolm Jenkins is the leader of the defense, and Malcolm Jenkins has been around long enough to know how big a game is when the Cowboys play the Eagles.
Listen. Being a Dallas Cowboys and all that we have at stake with all our goals in front of us, I'm talking about first place of the division online. I don't think we need rah-rah speeches or anything like that. If you're not juiced up enough, you're not motivated enough to figure out how you can individually help this team get better and individually help this team win this game, we don't need you.
All right. Since motivation, I think, is a factor, that's a plus for the Eagles. How do I pick the Eagles when the left side of their offensive line will be a raw rookie, Andre Dillard, and an extremely underperforming guard, Isaac Seumalo. Help me with that one now.
That's
a big, 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 big problem.
Run the other way.
All right,
he's preparing.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah, he's gone. Al, first of all, you cannot run on that side.
No.
I agree with you there. You're not
you need
run
to run
side.
Against this Dallas team.
I also,
throw the ball.
I'm probably going to need.
You got Hurts. You got two tight ends.
No, you're going to see a lot of Dallas Goddard in the next Andre Dillard.
Yeah, you got.
Because they're going to be using 12 personnel. They're going to use the two tight ends.
That's a big advantage
you have.
Because
they got to bottle that out.
It's a big advantage you have. You got a young tight end like that from South Dakota. What's on the other side? A bald-headed guy that was on TV last year. That's a big advantage.
All right, he's doing the tight Jason end Witten. Matchup. Yeah. All right, Al. You know what? Even now, Witten, I could see Witten getting three big first downs in that game.
No way.
You can't. You
no.
can't see it.
No, you all can't right. come.
Here are the hurdles I need to clear.
Yeah.
One is the left side of the offensive line.
Yeah.
Now, and I'm not saying that Jason Peters was the greatest ever because he's kind of at the end anyway, right?
Yeah.
I got a rookie who sometimes looks good and sometimes doesn't, which is very common for a kid. Yeah. And next to him, I got Sayamalu, who must have pictures of somebody with a goat because there's no way on earth Sayamalu should be playing. Sayamalu, I asked Ray yesterday. Ray is as perplexed as we are that they keep grading out Sayamalu better than anybody else
I don't
does.
Get it.
If you're watching the game and you see, they'll show you the replay. You watch it on Sunday. They'll show you the replay when Wentz gets whacked. And they'll play you the play again. Just focus on the guy with the big bristly hair.
I don't even
hair.
Wait for the replay.
I know it's him.
I rewind it on my own. And
do
I'm
you
like,
not see
I'm
it?
Like, come on.
Over and over and over again, it's his guy. Yeah. He is terrible. And yet, it's never in question. How's Isaac doing? No, Isaac's doing really fine. Uh-huh. He had a couple of plays he'd like back, but generally he's been really great. No, he hasn't.
No.
The games are televised. We can see it. So that's the first problem, Al, that left side of the line. Second problem is the secondary. I don't know who's covering anybody, even though let's just say they don't have Cooper. And I don't think they will because they may try to work him out today. No, it takes longer than that to get. Was he got a calf?
It's going
to
take quad, a while. I think, maybe.
Whatever it is, quad. He's a quad calf. I don't even know the difference between
a quad.
On
the up and high, and the other one's lower back.
All right, but either way, it hurts,
You
correct?
Don't know the difference between a quad and a calf?
Yeah, I've never injured either one. I'm not an athlete.
Calf
Thank
is
you.
A small animal. A quad, you ride in the woods.
Thank you very much, Al. That's so helpful. Anyway, so I got these hurdles to clear for the Eagles. Sayamalu with Dillard, the offensive line, and the secondary that can't cover anybody. All right. However, the Cowboys, they got all sorts of issues too, not least of which is they have an awful coach, right, who is embattled right now, Al.
Yeah.
And that, of course, is Jason Garrett. Al, huge advantage, Doug, over Garrett.
Oh.
Huge advantage.
Way.
Huge, huge advantage. How do I pick Garrett to beat Doug?
You know,
I mean, and I'm not saying he hasn't done it.
Well,
but
it won't
it's
because of him.
All things being equal, which these teams seem very equal right now.
No.
Huge advantage, Doug.
The whole game,
right.
I'll boil it all down to you.
Please.
It's simple.
Yep.
If Elliott decides that this is the game where he becomes himself again, the Eagles are in a whole lot of trouble.
Yes.
If he is what he's been, the Eagles will win.
So you're saying Elliott will decide the outcome of the game?
Look at their team. He comes back, and they expect him to carry everything. What's he done?
He hasn't done that.
The last three
games, he's averaging 3.5 yards a carry.
And if he goes off,
yeah.
they're in a lot of trouble.
However,
a lot of trouble.
I acknowledge what you said. But, Al, the Eagles have the one thing I have been able to count on
right.
is their run defense.
Which is why I would pick them.
You would pick the Eagles because they should shut Ezekiel down, and then basically Dak Prescott has got nothing to do. Where's he going?
Even if he has the receiver, it's a half.
Nice argument. That's a nice argument.
Yeah.
That's a fine argument.
Well, wouldn't you? I mean, if you look at it, do you trust that defense against the run?
All right, hold on. All right, so fine. Now they're not running.
Yeah.
Now Dak is throwing the ball.
To who?
Does it matter?
Yeah, it does
who's,
matter.
Who's covering him?
Sidney Jones?
I hope not.
Sidney Jones, hell, if a guy has a nervous tick, he basically thinks it's a double move
But if Cooper's got a bad quad, who else is going to – it's not like they got the two guys, the Minnesota –
No, but it doesn't take a great receiver to beat those stiffs. Now, if Mills and Darby are actually able to play, they are one level above Rasul Douglas and Sidney Jones. They're a little better. All right, they occasionally will stay with a receiver once in a while by accident. But Al, all right, Dak goes back and is looking deep. You confident the Eagles got that covered?
No.
No way. No way.
But
you know what I do? I brace myself for immediate disaster.
But that quarterback isn't a good
Right. I mean, he's not good under pressure.
Yeah. Guys, I need your help. Okay. I got Jeff and Pete to kick me off this morning, although I got to admit, neither one appears to be wanting to help me with my prediction. I don't know which way to go with this, Al. I actually wrote, look at this. I wrote down Eagles 23-22.
Okay.
And then I thought about it more, and then I wrote down Dallas 28-24.
So what are all the stuff
I have
in between?
Written,
what,
all
nothing?
This stuff in between is the information that led me nowhere.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm ill-prepared today. Because I don't, you know, I have two predictions on my sheet, and I don't even, I can't even figure out what to say. Right?
Well, that's why they play the game, as they say.
Well, that's fine, Al, but the game's Sunday.
Bet,
we're doing
bet,
a show
would,
on
I
Friday.
I would bet on the Eagles.
You would.
I don't think they
you
can
would.
Run. I don't think they can run on them.
All right. Well, we're going to come back, give you the question today. That will help
points.
To decide this. But you can jump on right now. We got winners and weasels coming up in a few minutes. These were pretty good today. I had a really good weasel. I like my weasel a lot this week. Here are your numbers. 888-729-9494. Help me prepare for today's show. Who's the hell is going to – who are you picking in Sunday's game? WIP Sports Time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.